You know, as parents, I think you constantly look for something, anything that makes life just a little bit easier to get your kids to do something you need them to do or listen just a little bit better. And when life gets hard, where do you turn? You're right, TikTok. All right, at least that's what happened to me. So I came across this guy's TikTok who has a lot of these dad hacks. And this one I thought was pretty good. But I will say this. I had one when my son was younger. He's 15 now, but one to do with potty training. But this guy's hack has to do with trying to get them to eat whatever you want them to eat for dinner, which could be pretty tough sometimes because you make something and then 10 seconds later, they're like, I don't want that. You're like, I already made this. I'm not making anything else. Listen to this, and then we'll see if you got any hacks for us, too. This is his hack for getting kids to eat dinner with whatever it is that he made.
If you have kids under the age of 10, I'm about to infinitely improve your life. I use the Alexa commands to make my own question and answer. And so for the question, I put in, Alexa, what is Bluey having for dinner tonight? Because my kids are obsessed with Bluey. And then I make the answer, whatever we're having. And as long as I change it out every night, it's genius. Because what kid is not going to eat a meal when it's the same meal that Bluey and or your favorite cartoon character of choice is eating?
That's creative. I'll give him that one, right? Like you just, I guess there's a question and answer feature on Alexa where you can change the answers to whatever you want. Just make it to whatever you need it to be and whatever character that they love. I love that one. We also use a potty training trick when my son was real little and he wasn't potty training real well. So we put him in Captain America underwear. And I was very simply like, you think Captain America wants to get peed on? No, Dad. I don't think he does. No, I don't think so either. Make sure you make it to the toilet. It worked. Kim, what's your parenting hack you want to share with us?
Yeah, so my dad actually did this with all of his grandkids to get them to eat stuff. So he would make mac and cheese and they would say, oh, I don't like mac and cheese anymore. And he'd be like, this isn't mac and cheese. This is Xantum's. Haven't you ever heard of Xantum's before? And so he would just make up a new name for whatever the food was. And they're like, I love Xantum's.
That could work for some kids. Other kids will be like, nope. Kids are smart now. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's so much. Like, I do think that kids are learning a lot off of YouTube. Like, they learn a lot from Bluey. And so, or you know, things or shows like that or Miss Rachel. And now they're outsmarting us, you know, with certain things. But I love that.
Right.
I love that. Well, that's not what that is. It's also how we get trust issues, but whatever. We got to do what we got to do, right?
Right.
Tammy, you got a parenting hack for me?
I do.
What
about
is it?
Your potty training. So my daughters joked that I electrocuted them to potty train them, and I didn't. One of them slept so soundly that there was a sensor you sewed into their underwear, and it would beep in their ear through another device as soon as they started to pee, and it would wake them up.
Wait. What?
So she slept so soundly when she wet her pants while she was sleeping, she wouldn't wake up.
Oh, like for bedwetting?
Yes. And so because she was potty trained every other way. And so there was this device that had a sensor that you put a little pocket in their underwear. And then you ran it up to another device on the shoulder of their t-shirt.
I don't know if that's a parenting hack, but it sounds terrifying. All of a sudden you're like, whoa, what is that? Why am I wet? It's a horrible way to wake up. Damn it.
It's a little deep.
It's a little bit awesome. Thank you. Liz hotter than hail outside.